The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Good morning and welcome into the Captain Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you here on this Deal Breakers Thursday, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Still to come this half hour, we'll talk about the Bulls. Oh, did you watch the Bulls and Suns? Oh, Cap and I watch the Bulls and Suns. We got a lot to talk about, and there's a few of our listeners are looking forward to what Cap has to say coming up at 9:18. And we'll explain that coming up right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. But it is Meat and Cheese Week, so we get ready for the Bears and the Packers.
Yeah, we'll get to the Bulls. Don't even get me going, man, because they'll be. I'm more than a little disappointed in the toothless nature of that defense last night. We'll get to it.
Absolutely. So here we go with Meat and Cheese Week with the Bears and the Packers. And so an update on Justin Fields. Here's Matt Eberflus.
Fields' shoulder, he's going to be limited today as he was last week. He continues to improve, but he'll be day by day as we go. Yeah, I mean, you know, just much of the same, you know, since, you know, I started seeing it at the New York Giants game, you know, when he made a couple connections with, you know, Mooney and a couple other guys just continued progress, you know, you know, efficiency running the offense, you know, staying in balance, throwing the ball away when he's supposed to throw the ball away, throwing the checkdowns when he's supposed to do that. And he's talked about that at length. You know, he wants to do that more. So just more of the same.
Cap, it is really difficult, and maybe it's easy for some coaches to stand there and try to mislead the public on what you see versus what they see. They could try to pick out the positives in any film, on any given play or any given series. But you and I have seen what this team looks like. You are in a free fall right now. You're 3-9. The question was right there, what are you hoping to see from Fields' progress? And he's talking about something that we may never see for the rest of the season, especially with Mooney out and Fields possibly out, especially Sunday against Green Bay.
Correct. And that's his job, and I think, as he goes along. Remember how good Nagy was at the podium the first couple years?
Yeah.
He was great. And then he started getting blasted at every turn. Can't this, can't call plays, bad head coach, this, that, and the other thing. And it wasn't so much fun.
No.
Eberflus is, I think, transparent to a degree. He's learning how to deal with the media. And 4 years from now, when he's probably packing bags.
Maybe.
But 3 years from now, he's not going to be as forthcoming. It's a necessary evil. I got to go do the freaking media. That's how they... I know how these guys think. They start with it. They love being up there. They're having fun. I'm the head coach. I'm going to talk to me. 3-4 years later, coach, media's wait. Yeah, whatever. All right. Let's get it over with.
Yeah.
Because what? Brad, what do you got?
Brad. Coach, do you believe that Justin will play Sunday? Talk to the trainer. Next.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what else to say.
That's it.
As a coordinator, you get your once a week, you feel good about it because you feel like you're the head coach of your group, of your unit. All right? I'm the defensive coordinator. Shoot. Go right ahead. Tell me. Ask me what you want to ask me. But now you got to do it 6 days a week.
Correct.
And then don't forget game day.
Oh, and then God. Don't forget Monday morning after the game on the flagship.
Don't forget about that. And all the other extra stuff that you have to do. And then don't forget to talk to the press of the other team and do
correct.
That press conference.
Coach, don't forget you got the Zoom with the Green Bay media today at 1. Oh, God.
So it's just more and more misdirection.
Right.
Lies like sometimes.
I would sure that there are some coaches that play the game well and they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's guys who would love to walk up there and go, what do you got? Coach, Justin going to play this week? No! Would you play him behind that crap offensive line I've got and receivers that can't get open?
Right.
No, he's our future. Next.
Right.
Whoa.
Right, exactly.
That would be headlines around the country.
Yes.
Eberflus unloads on his team.
Yeah.
And, just speak the truth. Ozzie would do that.
Yes. And fired. Justin Fields.
That's why his name's Pedro Grifol.
That's exactly right. Some thoughts from Justin Fields. Gave some short answers, but he answered the questions that were posed to him. Listen.
Give us sort of a comparison last Wednesday to today in terms of how you're feeling and where you're at and where the limitations are.
Yeah, I feel better than last Wednesday for sure, so just feeling better each and every day.
What is still not there for you that you're still trying to get?
I'm not sure. We'll figure out today at practice and figure out what I can and cannot do.
Are you proceeding through the week expecting to start on Sunday?
It just depends on, what I can do in practice and stuff like that. So, again, it's my first day this week when I'm getting out on the field, so we'll see. No more after today.
What could you do last week?
Just basic stuff. Again, we'll see. I feel better than last week, so we'll see how I feel this week and after today's practice.
He gave the answers that he could, Cap. He doesn't even know if he's going to be playing on Sunday. Only Aaron Rodgers had the autonomy to tell Pat McAfee or whoever, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I may play on Sunday. I mean, this is why that Aaron Rodgers has his own show to the side, his own segment to be able to say what he has to say before he even talks to the Green Bay press about it.
He didn't say I may. He said, I think you have it. See, I think he said, I got good news on my scans. I'm playing. Didn't he say that?
Yeah. I don't know if I've heard that. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's what he said. He said 4-8, 8-4, 0-12, 12-0. I'm paid to play football. I'm a competitor.
Okay. Right.
Too bad the Bears defense can't do anything about that.
We're in trouble.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, it's too bad that you don't have a good enough pass rush to be able to check out those ribs, see how good he is.
How your ribs feel down there?
Who's going to get there?
Right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even at full strength, whatever. If you had pass rushers, Rodgers gets the ball out so quickly, who knows what's going to happen. But, I mean, when it comes to Justin Fields, look, Aaron Rodgers can do whatever he wants. They're 4-8. They're going in the wrong direction. We know the direction the Bears are going in. It's just it's disappointing that we have another Bears-Packers game in which the Bears are going to be the nail here and the Packers being the hammer.
If Justin does not start, I don't think he's going to.
Is that what your gut says?
My gut tells me he won't.
Yeah.
If he does not start, he will become whoever it is. Simeon, Peterman, or what's the other guy? Tim Boyle.
Tim Doyle, yep.
Boyle.
It's not the hair? Is that Tim Doyle?
Not Tim Doyle. No? The Northwestern basketball player.
Okay.
Tim Boyle.
Oh, I got it.
People are like, who? We got him off the Lions practice squad yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He will become the 21st quarterback, I think is the number, to start for the Bears against Green Bay since 92, which is when Favre started his run. They've played three.
It's embarrassing.
21-3. You want to know why their franchise is better than our franchise? Stability at the most important position in team sports. How many coaches have they had in there? McCarthy was there forever.
Yes.
And now they've got LaFleur.
Holmgren before that.
Correct. We've had 4 billion coaches, GMs. Hell, just in this last 10-year run, Angelo, Emery, Pace, Poles,
mm-hmm.
Eberflus, Nagy, Fox,
Trestman,
mm-hmm. Lovey.
Yep.
We've had 5 coaches and 4 GMs.
Mm-hmm. But then we asked the question to start this morning, who has a brighter future?
Right.
Well, look at the history you just laid out there for it. That doesn't sound
okay,
good.
But here's the question. When you ask that question, Shay, are you talking about brighter future for the next 2 years or brighter future for the next 8 years?
However you want to frame it, I think both answers are the same, to be honest.
I do not. I think they have a brighter future next year than we do, if Aaron's back.
I assumed, Shay, when you asked the question, when you say future, especially in sports, I always think it's 3 to 5 years.
Then it could be the Bears.
Is that fair or no?
Yeah, probably 5. I'm thinking more 5 to 10, but yeah, 5 would be the point I'd start looking at that, yeah.
So when you ask the question, who has a brighter future in the next 5 years, all we see is Justin Fields.
Nothing else.
Well, it's funny because we never bring Brisker and Gordon into that conversation. Because we're so offensive happy. We never look at the bread and butter of the Bears forever has been the defense.
Correct.
All right, but we talk about the future, it's just Justin. But what about Brisker and Gordon?
Solid. Very good players. I think our defensive backfield's fine. They'll add another piece in the offseason. Fine. I love Jack Sanborn, but who else is the linebacker we've got? Who stops the run? Who, I'm talking about a three technique type guy. Who are the defensive end, sack, and quarterbacks? We don't have those guys here.
We don't have those guys here, Curtis.
Well, we do have some, but not enough.
Well, I mean, when we talk about pillars, you hear the show all the time. We talk about pillars. So we talk about Fields, and then we're trying to figure out who the other three are. Like, we could guess, but do you know for sure on this roster that you've got a future? When we did the topic about who's got the brighter future, you need to have players to be able to cultivate that future.
What are the most important positions on a football field? Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Okay, I like our long-term future more than their long-term future. Maybe it won't work out, but that's how I'm betting.
That's an old topic. So it's like quarterback, I want two offensive linemen, two anchors that I could depend on.
What would be left tackle for a right-handed throwing quarterback?
Yeah.
They have Bakhtiari, who's older. We don't have anybody right now that's competent at left tackle going forward.
Right.
They're going to have to go get one. So they're better than us for next year at two spots.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're better. He said 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. We're better at quarterback spot. I don't know who our left tackle is. I don't know if Bakhtiari is still going to be around there. Edge rusher? We don't have one of those.
Curtis, we don't
have
one of
those. And a lockdown corner. They got Jair Alexander. I like our guys, but Jair Alexander's a Pro Bowler. He's a hell of a football player.
So, Curtis, when you say the Bears have a brighter future, where do you see that besides the quarterback position for you?
Well, I say that because I really want to just say screw the Packers because, you know, they have ruled the division for so long. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, really, really excited for the coming year and the coming years for us. So, you know, it's about time we have some staple players for the draft and the free agency coming. So it's about it's about time for us to get our, you know, put our team on the map, you know, saying for our division. So screw the Packers.
Right.
Let's get our draft picks. Let's get our peoples and let's shine. Let's do our thing. So because I'm just sick and tired of the Packers having, you know, their wide receivers and quarterbacks and their ruling division. Let's go.
I understand that, but they're a more solid organization over the years because of what Cap just laid out. All those general managers, right. All those head coaches. I mean, you can hate them, but you want to be where they are as far as being a perennial playoff team at the very least.
Absolutely correct.
So, I mean, you say the Bears have a brighter future. That's still to be determined.
I love Curtis. He's a diehard listener of ours.
Yeah.
That's him speaking as a fan.
I got it.
I mean, Ryan Poles hasn't proven anything. Gotcha. I hope he's good. Mm-hmm. I hope he's better than Pace was. I don't know that. Their guys have proven they can bring in some high-level talent. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
The Bulls suffered their most disappointing loss of the season, for some, last night. We'll get to that coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's the Captain Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, that same ESPN Chicago app where you could find, if it's Thursday, that means it's Good Karma Wrestling. Yes, if you're a wrestling fan, you love WWE or AEW, we've got it covered for you at 6 o'clock. You can find the podcast on the app. Look for Good Karma Wrestling. And, of course, we're on live on Twitter, at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. You can see our show live at 6 o'clock. Again, at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. If you can't catch us at 6, that's okay. So we got the podcast, Good Karma Wrestling. Last night, the Phoenix Suns took on the Bulls. The Bulls lost 132 to 113. The Bulls are now 9-12 on the season, Cap. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think, obviously, going into the game, the Suns are more skilled. But just the way the Bulls played in that game, Cap, where they allowed Devin Booker to go off for 51 points. Really atrocious defense, as usual, from Billy Donovan's team.
Jonathan, what they did last night reminded me of the Klay Thompson game. Remember the Klay Thompson game? 14 threes, and not one person had the willingness to go out and, little shot. You're not going to get these open looks all night long. Not one guy laid his you-know-whats, his balls on the table and went, this guy's 20 of 25 from the floor. I was there when Klay hit all those damn shots. Remember that rant?
I do.
Well, that's the crap I watched last night. The same nonsense. He played 30 minutes. That's it. 30 minutes. Here's his line. 31 minutes. 20 of 25, 6 of 7 from 3. 6 of 7. Somebody want to take a little shot? Foul him hard? I'm not telling you to take his ACL out. I'm not. I'm not telling you to play dirty. How about when he lets go of the shot, you close out hard? Ugh, little shot. Help him up. Dude, you're not going to get unfettered access to the freaking basket all night long. That's on my watch. How about somebody get in the GD huddle? Coach, I've got him. Get out of the way. I'll take him. He's a great player. He is. That team went 15 of 33 from the three-point line. 15 of 33. And not one guy had the balls to step up and take a little bit of pride in what they do defensively. They got punked last night. You lost to OKC, you played lousy. You lost to Orlando, you played lousy against lousy competition. You showed up in Phoenix last night, and you were their homecoming game. You got punked. You played like bitches.
Some thoughts from Stacey King, color analyst for the Bulls, who agrees with you about the Bulls' need to be tougher defensively. Listen.
If you want to be a playoff team and you want to get past the first round, you shouldn't even be talking about that. Yeah. You should automatically be wanting to play defense because you got to the playoffs last year. You saw what it was like to be in a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah.
If you're not hungry coming into this season to say, hey, we got to the playoffs last year, let's build on that and let's get to the second round. How do we do that? We got to play defense. We got to compete every night, and we got to get after people. And you got to make it so uncomfortable when Chicago – like, I will say this. You go back to those years when you had, you know, Derrick Rose teams, and you had Keith Bogans, and you had all these guys who were like grinders and that just made it so difficult for you to be on. They didn't want to play Chicago. Teams – there were superstar guys sitting out because they didn't want to play against the Bulls' defense. That's how ferocious their defense was with Joakim Noah, Taj Gibson. These guys competed every night. They didn't have the offensive firepower that this team has.
Sure.
But the thing that they won games off of heart, hustle, and muscle. And this team here has to learn that it's difficult enough to win in the NBA. I don't care. It's
hard.
It's hard.
Every
night, every team can beat you. But you got to come out here with the mindset. Our foundation starts on the defensive end. We're Chicago. This is defense. We're tough-minded. Mental toughness. That's what it starts with.
Vucevic finishes that.
And like Billy says, it starts with your three main players,
yeah.
Your superstar players, the guys that make the most money. You set the tempo, just like Michael Jordan set the tempo for our team. Scottie Pippen, those guys knew what they had to do every single night to get everybody to play at the level that we needed to play at. And these guys are the same way. And it's not just on the offensive end, it's on the defensive end as well. If you tell me a guy like Booker, nice move. A guy like Booker has evolved it down to an elite two-way player.
Yes.
Why can't Zach LaVine?
Strong comments from Stacey King in the broadcast yesterday.
And 100% right. And why? Like, why is my blood pressure up? I don't play for the team. I don't make a freaking dollar off that team. Because I invest my time to stay up late to watch that team play every freaking night. Because I like them. They're one of my favorite teams. And to watch what they do, my turn, you got the last three shots, it's my turn. How about running some offense? How come the only time I really see them dive the ball inside, kick to the weak side, get an open shot for whoever, it's after a timeout when Billy has to restrain himself from going off and has to say, guys, we're going to dive the ball here to the block, whoever's down there. Even if it's DeRozan posted,
mm-hmm.
We're kicking it. We're going to swing it to the other side. And then when the game gets out of hand a little bit, I'll dribble into two guys. My turn. Fall back three. Zach LaVine has more ability than 99.9% of the guys in the league. He does not play like it.
Well, there's no question about that. As I watched in the fourth quarter watching this game, You know, I didn't think the Bulls would beat the Suns, but here's the issue, is that if you're not going to have any semblance of defense, and I know it's a Billy Donovan team, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're just not going to guard. You mean to tell me you're not going to give any effort? I know that Devin Booker is a special player, Cap, but the idea that Zach LaVine or Dosunmu or Vucevic, they don't try to do something to try to put a hand up, to try to get him off the three-point line, it tells you a lot about the Bulls' defense. It's my turn offense. It's like, okay, he scores a three. I'm going to come back the other side. I'm going to get a three. Even if it's not within the framework of the offense, he scores a three. I'm going to shoot a three, and I'm going to score one, two. No. That's not how it works. So that's the thing that was so frustrating to me, just watching this, and it's like, man, yes, the Suns are talented, but you got to be able to do something, have some resistance. No resistance defensively by the Bulls. But I can't be surprised, Cap. Can't be surprised, because we saw that against Oklahoma City. We saw that against, you know, Shea put up there, the worst loss was last night. That was not the worst loss of the season. The worst loss of the season was against Orlando, for me. I'm in New York watching this. I'm like, you're going to let that team do that against you? So you just are just not going to guard, right? The Bulls are not good enough to outshoot anybody in this league on a regular basis. They just aren't.
Great point. And that falls at the feet of two guys. Now, again, the players always deserve the lion's share. They get paid insane money.
Sure.
And when they don't play well, they get pointed out first, correctly so. They may not want to hear it. That's a fact. Zach LaVine was minus 17 last night on the plus-minus chart.
One for six from three.
-17. Mm-hmm. Patrick Williams, minus 14. Vooch, minus 10. DeRozan, minus 8. Dosunmu, minus 7. I mean, awful. Yes. Awful, awful, awful. But what did we know about that team when they got eliminated by Milwaukee, other than that Lonzo Ball was hurt?
Well, they don't play enough defense, and they don't have enough shooting.
Yeah. And guess what? Who did they add in the offseason? And please don't tell me Goran Dragic. You brought him in as a 35-year-old backup point guard because you knew Lonzo Ball was probably not going to be ready. Who did you go get that makes jump shots so that when we swing the ball side to side, heaven forbid someone's open? Nobody. And that falls at Arturis Karnišovas, and that falls at Mark Eversley. You want to guard Pax out? I agree.
Yeah.
Pax agreed. He went to Jerry. We need to change it up. You need to move us out. We're done. They went and got these two guys, and they did absolutely nothing. They got Andre Drummond. That's a nice backup piece inside. Great. And they got a backup point guard because their $80 million guy can't get on the floor. And now we hear from Billy yesterday. We don't even have a start date for him. Still feeling pain.
And before someone calls in and tells us about Lonzo Ball, let me make sure it's very clear. We'll talk about Lonzo coming up in our next segment. Let me make it very clear. You're not a Lonzo Ball away from winning that game last night. You're not a Lonzo Ball away from winning a lot of games in this league. He's the tip of the spear when it comes to perimeter defense. But it is about being able to make stops as a team, Cap. You know, I can't have just one guy. It has to be a mindset that's there, and it's just not there for this Bulls team. Look, I believe the Bulls are going to be a good enough team to be able to creep into the playoffs, but not playing like this. Are we going to go back to where we were last year in which the Bulls can just beat the middle to the bottom of the league and not beat the upper echelon on a regular basis? I mean, again, the Suns are a tough team, and this is without Chris Paul. But the idea that you allow 51 points where Devin Booker hardly played in the fourth quarter says a lot. Oh, that's okay. He scores three. I'm going to score three. Clearly, that was not going to be the case last night in Phoenix.
Here's a homework assignment for everybody. Tell me the last time a guy scored 50 or more and only took 25 shots. He only took 25 shots.
Pretty damn efficient,
isn't
it?
It wasn't like he was, 24 of 51. He took 25 shots and scored 51 points, and not one guy put his plums on the table and went, "Not on my watch. Sorry, you want to call flagrant one? Go right ahead. You're not going to be in your comfort zone all effing night long. Sorry, Devin."
No, LaVine's got to get his shots, though.
Tell Kylie Jenner or whoever, Kendall Jenner, she's going to need to give you a back rub because I am going to beat the living H out of you.
Well, DeRozan's got to get his shots, and LaVine's got to get his shots, right? Because that's what it's about. Listen, as long as I get mine, I'm good.
So,
what about the other side of the floor, though? That's the problem. What about the other side of the floor?
Right.
You're not going to stop anybody?
Nobody. Their defense was a joke. And they just sat back, got a box of popcorn, and went, "Wow, that's one of the best offensive performances in 10 years. That's what the NBA tweeted.
Hey, by the way, Patrick Williams, young player waiting for the development. Hey, I mean, maybe get a little physical, maybe get inside. 2 points is not good. 0-for-8 from the field will not get it done. Sorry.
Agreed.
Won't get it done.
Totally agree.
He might be young, but he does not get a pass either.
I totally agree.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We'll talk to you about the Bulls. Did you watch that last night? We want to get your thoughts. Also hear from Billy Donovan, the head coach for the Bulls as well. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
On ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app, talking about the Bulls and their loss against the Suns, 132-113. That's not the point. The point is that Devin Booker went off for 51 points, 20 of 25 from the field, 6 or 7 from 3. It was easy for Devin Booker. The Bulls made it easy for him. Booker is an outstanding player. He's better than Zach LaVine. There's no question about that. And the Suns are more talented. Suns, once again, will be right up there in the mix for the Western Conference Championship, maybe in the finals again. But the point is, though, is that the Bulls have to be playing better defense. You heard from Stacey King earlier. Stacey laid it out perfectly. Usually when you get a comp about the Bulls, it's about the championship Bulls. No, he went to the Thibodeau Bulls. That's what stood out to me, because he talked about the Gibsons, the Joakim Noahs, guys like that that were tough defensively, the Keith Bogans. They say, well, what did that team win? What did they ever win? Point is, though, that there was a work ethic there for those Thibodeau teams.
And they were a number one seed. I mean, that was a good team. Ran into LeBron in Miami.
That happens in the league. You
and
run
then
into somebody.
Derek blew his knee out. So it is what it is.
But you like the comp, though, because he's saying those teams, no one wanted to face those Bulls teams because they were all effort defensively.
Yeah, I just would love to truly get him honest away from a microphone. Arturis, what the hell were you doing over the summer? Okay, you wanted to keep Zach. You like okay, whatever. Why did you not add any shooting?
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Billy Donovan, what happened?
That's exactly what it is. It's consistently being inconsistent. If that makes any sense, you know, like it's just, and that's the part that we're like, we have at times we can be two different teams. We can be a team like in Utah that's really helping each other, and we're kind of on a string and we're moving. And then there's, you know, other times that we're not like that. And, you know, I think that when you play, you know, against a really good team like Phoenix, who's won at a high level, who's got obviously a lot of consistency inside their team. Whether they miss or make shots or whatever is going on, they're going to play the way they play. And we've got to be able to play the way we need to play for us to be successful. There's times that we do it, and there's other times we don't. We've got to be better at that.
Sound like Cap with the Royal Typewriter at Wrigley years ago.
You hear that banging on the keyboards back there?
You don't have to tell. We know what's happening. Yeah, he tries to bullsplain his way through it all the time. But his teams are the same, Cap. When is the mood going to change up there as far as having somewhat of a defensive mindset? It's not going to be 100%, but this team just won't guard. Just won't do it.
Your front office is going to have to be willing to make some tough decisions. They do.
As much as I'd love to have a Herb Jones or a Lou Dort in here, Lou Dort that cares defensively, someone who just wants to be able to guard and turn you over. Like Caruso has some of that, but that's just one player.
Remember in Moneyball? Yeah, I need some help on defense. Jeremy Giambi is available. What? Okay, give me Mabry. Mabry who? No, Mabry.
Yes, John
Remember
Mabry.
That?
Yes.
John Mabry.
Yes.
We need a John Mabry. We need a defensive guy. Someone who has some pride defensively. Because what I watched last night was embarrassing.
Jordan Merrivale on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, couple of quick points. What I found funny about Billy's game plan against Booker when he was at 40, 45, 50 points, that was the first time I saw a hard trap or double when the man had 50. I'm like, you didn't think to do that when he had 25 or 30. He didn't do a hard trap until he had 45 or 50 points in the third quarter, which was mind-boggling to me.
You know what's tripped out, Jordan, was really the punishment that Billy had for the Bulls in the fourth quarter is to have the starters still out there during garbage time. What is that saying? What was that saying?
He was ticked, man.
It wasn't going to change the fortune of the game, though. Like, you saw LaVine and, like, DeRozan and those guys on the floor late in the fourth quarter.
Roster has to be tinkered with. They have to have the willingness to do it.
One other point is that, you know, I get it, the defense, you know, the narrative, it gets sickening to me personally when I hear it every time I watch a game. Is that we keep talking about, oh, dump it inside to Vooch, or, you know, the defense has to be better, which I understand. Sometimes the defense needs to be better. But nobody in the NBA sticks defense. The best defensive team gives up 106 points a game, okay? So the problem is you need to be able to shoot.
They don't shoot the ball well enough. Don't disagree, Jordan. The great teams defend. That is a fallacy. You are 100% wrong. Those Golden State teams that were great shooters, they guarded.
Yes.
They had pride defensively. There are teams that take pride in defense.
That's exactly right, especially when it matters. It matters all throughout the game, but you keep in mind, the shooting has gotten so much better in this league. You won't see the days of even Thibodeau with the Bulls in which teams are held under 100 points. That doesn't happen today because the shooting's better.
Correct. And the way the game is played, they stretch the court more. Those great Jerry Tarkanian UNLV teams,
man,
they used to score 120. And people be like, how can they be good? They're giving up 90 points. Because there's so many more shot opportunities. They were the best defensive teams in the country.
And the Bulls can't shoot around their problems. That's the issue.
Agreed.
Right there.
Agreed.
What you just said right there.
Agreed.
The Bulls don't have enough firepower to get around their foibles defensively.
Completely agree.
Southside, Mary's on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mary.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Listen, this is the reason why I thought that it was a mistake to extend Billy Donovan. Okay, I'm listening. Everybody agrees that the Bulls' offense is more effective when you play inside, go through Vooch, right?
Yeah.
You hear Stacey King talk about it. Okay, you hear Billy Donovan talk about it. He's the coach. Okay, if you want the ball down low, okay, you tell your guys, I don't care who it is, get the ball down low to Vooch. If you want ball movement, then you the coach. I want ball movement. If LaVine and DeRozan is not doing that, they should be on the bench until they start doing it. And I think that's the problem. He allowed LaVine and DeRozan to dictate at their own pace. And I think that's to the detriment of the Chicago Bulls. So that's the reason why I'm a little bit disappointed that they extended Billy Donovan.
Yeah, I'm not, and appreciate the call, Mary. I am not disappointed because I like him very much as a head coach. They have to have the willingness to tinker with their roster because you have guys like DeRozan and LaVine who are not great defenders, A. B, their offense breaks down because those guys go one-on-one too much.
You think Jerry Reinsdorf's is proud of the hire of Billy Donovan? You think he's proud of the hire?
Yeah.
Okay. Then when you extend them, put it out there. We are proud of the idea that we got to the playoffs. We're extending Billy Donovan.
I didn't understand.
Just say it.
I didn't care. Whatever. He got extended. Great. I didn't understand why you wouldn't put out a press release and go, we have extended our head coach.
Who's going to say no to that? Now, after this, yeah, you feel like, man, I'm so pissed at Billy Donovan. But that's the top shelf hire, Billy Donovan. At the time, that's exactly who you'd hire.
Correct.
Not some college coach. That's some random assistant. Here's a guy here that's been there and done that. He did not fail in Oklahoma City. He didn't get to the championship, but those were winning teams that he had.
Correct.
Didn't he get
to the finals?
I think conference finals.
Maybe it was the conference final, and then Durant left.
Yes. Those teams are good, though.
Really good.
Those teams also didn't guard. Marcus in Dallas on ESPN 1000. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
What's up?
Yeah, our team was just particularly soft. Vucevic gave up so many rebounds last night to Aiden. Aiden has never scored 30 points a day in his life. We had one stretch in the fourth quarter or in the third quarter where we had four rebounds in a row, and what's the guy name who was bust us for 50?
You're talking about Devin Booker with 51 points.
Yeah, Devin Booker. Yeah, he didn't even take the shot. They passed it around and gave it to Shumpert, and he hit the three. And that was the problem. We gave up to so many rebounds. We was out-rebounding last night.
46 to 35. But it's what we've been saying, and we appreciate you listening on the ESPN Chicago app, Marcus. the team is, I've told you many times, Cap, when we see the roster, we saw it said this last year, we said this year, they're just not very long.
Agreed.
Just not. And Patrick Williams will make up for that once he is able to really understand angles and understand the NBA game. For a guy his size, I expect 8 to 10 rebounds a game. Got 3 yesterday in 28 minutes. It wasn't like he was in foul trouble either. As he evolves, I expect to have at least 8 to 10 rebounds a game.
Yeah, if I could get 6 to 8, I would be thrilled. 6 to 8, play long, lanky, tough defense. LeBron talked about how good a defender he is. But, dude, 2 points, 0 of 8 from the floor, and 3 rebounds? Mm-mm. Stop.
No. And Ayton was a monster. He had 30 points as well because, there, again, no resistance around the rim. And, again, the rebounding edge. As an assistant, as a head coach, and I'm the assistant, and I get the box score, and I hand that to you, you'd be angry seeing those rebound numbers.
I got angry just watching the game. Why? My wife's like, why do you care so much? It's just who I am.
Because you don't want to see the Bulls get drilled like that. You're going to lose games. You're going to lose plenty of games, Cap. When you beat yourself like that defensively and don't care. A guy is, you say, unfettered, right? I mean, drive and kick. Or move the ball side to side, and then Booker just wide open. There's not a Bull. The next Bull is in Tucson. He's not in Phoenix. That's how far the defensive spread was between Booker and the next defender.
Right. Or he was able to drive himself right to the rim. Yeah, that's it just drives me insane to watch. Like, you lost to Orlando and Oklahoma City, 2 crap teams.
That's the worst.
Because you played horribly. Last night you got punked. There's a difference.
Cap and Jay Hood right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
I'm not expecting them to go beat Golden State last night. But when you come out there and get punked where Klay Thompson's in the zone, so we're going to feed Klay Thompson, and no one is going to have the you-know-whats to come over there and go, bam, knock him down on a shot. Foul. I'm not telling you to go break his nose. I'm not telling you to take his knees out. I'm telling you to close out on a shot and make sure his ass is on the ground. And then help him up and go, try it again, I'll knock your ass down again. Instead, they all got popcorn and sat there and went, go get him, Klay. Let's watch the record. I can tell my grandkids I was there when you hit all those damn shots.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app talking about the Bulls. You think that's bad? They play Golden State. That's coming up on Friday, Cap, on ESPN. And the Golden State's turned things around. They're very good at home. They had some issues on the road early, but they're getting their team back, and they're getting back into championship form again. So you think this is bad. The circus trip is always tough anyway, what we used to call the circus trip.
Yeah, they don't call it that anymore.
I don't know what's going on at the United Center, but is the ice capades in?
No, because the Hawks were there last night.
Well, it used to be the old circus trip.
Used to be.
Yeah. So whatever's happening here,
correct.
It's Golden State, and watch out for Sacramento.
Because the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus ceases to exist.
Yes.
Shut it down.
Well, whatever's happening. And so Golden State on Friday, and watch out for Sacramento. Mike Brown's team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I told you before about Utah, how that's a different offense. Sacramento's getting up and down the floor, like top 5 in efficiency. They're really good, too. So it's not going to be easy for the Bulls. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number.
It's definitely not.
Banks and Homewood on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. All right, Banks.
Good morning. Well, you used the word embarrassing, and I think that was Zach LaVine and Vukovic on defense. Yes, they are embarrassing. If anybody that watched the game last night saw Ayton, he scored the first 8 points. And Booker hadn't even started yet. 50 points in 3 quarters. LaVine and Vukovic, yes, they are embarrassing, and I think Donovan is expressing that. But my problem is this. When you see Caruso sticking Zion Williamson, Antetokounmpo, they even had to put him on Markkanen. Markkanen would have had 50. the other night. I mean, it is embarrassing. If the Bulls, all year, they've needed two forwards that will play defense and rebound. And my last comment is that Patrick Williams didn't even start on his college team. So people to keep referencing Patrick Williams like something is going to happen. Okay. Last night was...
Okay, hold on. Banks, I got to cut you off. Banks.
Yes.
Leonard Hamilton does not start freshman. And when the pandemic hit, they were beginning the ACC tournament with a highly ranked team. And he said, for one of the rare times in my career, I'm going to start a freshman. Patrick Williams is going to start. And then the pandemic hit, and that was it. So stop with the he doesn't start as a freshman, because that's a bad narrative.
Yes. Now, if you don't think he's going to develop, that's one conversation, but it's not because of that. And Patrick Williams was actually solid as a sixth man coming off of that team at Florida State.
Correct.
So, and that's how deep the team was, too, by
the way. They went 11 deep, and he was going to start in the postseason and to the NCAA tournament until the pandemic shut it all down.
We're not giving up on young players. We will talk about when they underachieve, but just like Justin, we're not giving up on Patrick Williams just because he's off to a slow start, or he's inconsistent. I'll put it that way. Because against the Celtics, he had like 16, 17 points. Now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Enjoy the burger for lunch today, folks, with some crispy fries. Oh, it's spectacular.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
If I'm in my 20s, sign me the hell up, I'm going to ride it as hard as I can for as long
all
as
right,
I can go.
Ride as hard as you can.
No, I meant the scenario.
What's he doing here? This is a family show.
She didn't have to go there.
I meant you went over the top. Scenario.
No, you went over the top. That's really unfortunate.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Captain J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom and Matt Moore. Make sure you say hi to those gentlemen when you walk in and tell them we sent you to eat an amazing meal.
So not just you and I, but also Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and Sylvie, Bleck and Abdallah will be all at Benny's Lincoln Park tonight for the Single Barrel Select Bourbon Bottle Release. The event starts at 6:30. Bleck and Abdallah are going to be broadcasting from there tonight at 6 to 8 with
How
their
about
show.
That?
Few Spirits and the whole crew is going to be there tonight.
Be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it over on Marcy Street.
All right. We thank you for listening and calling and twitching, being part of the program here on Cap and J-Hood. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, JC. For David Kaplan, I'm Jonathan Hood. Students tomorrow at 7 right here on Chicago Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.